Good morning, guys. Good morning, Daniel. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking, man. Thank you. I'm doing well. I see here you just had the pleasure of speaking with Tara, and she got you all qualified for this position today as well. She left some notes here for me, Daniel, that I'm just now reviewing. Now, if I could really quickly, I'm just going to clarify a few things for myself just to ensure we're selecting the absolute best package for you today. Now, just hopping right into that, I see here that you are working with the Dallas-Fort Worth area, servicing, is it both residential and commercial handyman services?
Well, I think more residential, but if it's commercial, I don't know if I can do any commercial because I usually have an extensively big job.
And right.
It's just me and my son right now, so.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We're not enormous jobs, but just.
Okay, just making sure. That's no problem. You still have a huge demand out there for residential handyman work, so that's not a problem at all. Now, with that, I do see you're having a website built out right now. You do currently have, like, an Angie's Leads Home Advisor profile up and running. Is there anything else, Daniel, that I'm maybe missing that you're doing for marketing and outreach right now?
I'm not. Well, I got business cards that I'm going to have done here soon. But
okay.
Nothing else, really.
Okay. Well, great. You're in the perfect place to change that and really just get your best foot forward with all this. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at all this. I understand now where you're at as a business. I have also a tool in front of me that gives me a rough idea of just the demand we're looking at with your specific jobs that you're looking for. And with all things considered, Daniel, I will definitely recommend something we call here our Platinum Package for you. It's a great fit for your business. It's pretty much going to be a one-stop shop for everything you need marketing-wise. And with that, we put you on the first page of Google, Yelp, Bing, as well as Safari, ensuring that on every single one of those platforms, Daniel, you're not only on the first page, but you're one of the first results on the first page. That way, when any variation of handyman work is searched up on any of those platforms, you're going to be one of the first options people see within your service radius. On top of that, we're also going to take care of Facebook for you. If you don't have a Facebook for your business yet, don't worry about it. We'll help you create one. We'll manage the post on there. We'll give the profile just a nice updated look at all times because we ultimately want to run advertisements on that platform for you. Being that what you do is so residential-centric, Daniel, having those Facebook ads up and running is just the night and day difference within the jobs that you're landing. And that's specifically because of two reasons why they're so effective. For one, they are all targeted ads on Facebook, meaning whenever a individual does a search for on Google, Yelp, Bing, for any type of service, Facebook recognizes that and throws an exact advertisement that pertains to that in front of them. So your advertisements on Facebook are only going to show up in front of individuals that are genuinely in the market for those services already. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Great. And then just the other side of that, Daniel, and why the Facebook ads are so effective is actually the user themselves. Not only it's showing up in front of these people with that fixated mindset that they need a job like that done, but they're also usually a lot more relaxed when they're on there because they're usually like at their place of home or their place of living, just going through their timeline, but they're in a more relaxed state with those services still on their mind. So when that relaxed state, when they come across one of those advertisements, they feel more comfortable to click through your links, through your services, and then feel comfortable enough to call you up to inquire and retain them, if that all makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. Now, with all of this, Daniel, with this package, we don't do any type of contract. It's just month-to-month payments, and we just go on there, and you just pay by the month with no agreement that you can cancel at any time. But I was tapped by Tara to apply this discount for you. And just because you being a brand new business, we'd love to help people out like you. And when I applied that for you, Daniel, that actually knocks off a little bit over 60% of our normal cost for this package. So with that, you're looking at a month-to-month rate that is only $249 a month. And that's actually a fixed price for you that we'll never bring up at any point. We'll maintain that for as long as you have us.
Ooh, that's not bad.
No, not at all.
$249. And you said that's monthly?
Yes, sir. That's monthly with no type of contract. I don't see this happening because once we get you rolling, like if, especially like when everything is taking place, I don't see you canceling this. That's actually going to be like a drop in the bucket for you once we really tap into your market. But God forbid something happens, Daniel, and you want to part ways with us. It's just a simple call and that's it. There's no contract.
Okay, what number would I call?
So when I'm processing everything, I'm going to get some baseline information from you and just along with the actual first payment. And within that as well, I have to walk through some things and get your verification. And one of the things that I walk through is actually having you save our contact number and making sure that you have that and just are crystal clear with how you contact us. I can give you that phone number now, or we can just go along and get everything going. Either side
okay.
works.
Okay, what is it?
That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And you can save that number under the name.
Save it under what name?
Local Splash, like local around you, and then Splash, like you're jumping in the water.
Local around you, Splash?
No. I was just trying to make sure, like, it's just Local Splash. I was just trying to make it sure that you heard local.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're good. I'm sorry. Yeah, just Local Splash.
Local Splash. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is Google?
Yes, we are a premier partner of Google. We are partners with Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, as well as Amazon and Yelp.
Okay.
Now, Daniel, I'm going to get some baseline information from you, just to get everything going here. Now, to get that started, what are your hours of operation looking like?
I'm not really that flexible at the moment. I can work, you know, if I pick up a job, and if it's a pretty big job, I plan to work like nights. I plan to work nights and but I got 4 days, Friday and some of Saturday, but I can work again if I pick up the job. I'm pretty sure that most jobs will be, okay with me coming in a little bit later. In the day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about 5, especially when the time changes. And again, you know, I don't expect them to be really, really big jobs. So I think it's something that I can, finish.
Right. Something that's totally doable, especially with what you do, at least for people getting started. Cause, their jobs, like you said, they're not too big, as well as they're residential in your case. And a lot of these people don't really like handyman or things of that nature being in their house when they're not there. So you're getting a double whammy effect of catching these people when they're off work and they feel comfortable enough to get this done while they're at their house. So you should be just fine, at least when we're getting things going. And then with this type of marketing, Daniel, we're going to ramp up enough where you can comfortably make that decision if you'd like, if you'd like to take this on full time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Monday through Thursday. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And yeah, that's Monday through Thursday. And you said Friday and Saturday, you have full days.
Yes, I would have most of the full days. I am trying to get jobs that you know, that's why I want residential and not a commercial, because a lot of the commercial is usually big jobs.
Right.
And I can't big jobs right now. So I was really aiming for residential homes and small repairs and things like that.
Perfect. And that's all we're going to market you for then. We're just going to do you for residential handyman services. Now, within that, Daniel, there's a lot. We're going to market you for everything you do handyman wise. So if they type in any variation
right.
service, you're going to pop up. But what we're also able to do with that is if you have like any specific specialty or niche or just jobs that you prefer doing because they maybe bring you a little bit more money, we're able to target things like that for you. Now, is there anything like that you have in mind that we can maybe throw a little bit of focus on for you?
Oh, that's hard because I'm pretty, you know, when it comes to remodeling and plumbing and, masonry work, I'm pretty even on all those three, painting, you know, things like that. I'm not too good on flooring. I still need a little bit more experience there, but flooring is not difficult. I think I can pick that up pretty quick, but, you know, a small carpet repair, I could probably do that. But tile work, I can do some tile work. Just remodeling restrooms, whatever they need. But I guess I would go with more remodeling, I guess.
Okay,
painting,
perfect. Painting,
sheetrock, taping, bedding, all of that. All of that.
Perfect. Yeah, that gives us a great idea of what we're going to be doing for you. Looks like we're just going to mark you.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, because I'm getting like a baseline information from you. Because as soon as we pay this first month, like on the same phone call right now, we're going to schedule something called a client interview, Daniel. And that's a 20 to 40 minute plus conversation with one of our programming specialists we have here. And they really deep dive and get any information they need that I don't get from you, as well as just a well-rounded idea of where you plan on taking this business so we can market it and achieve the success you're looking for in the most effective and efficient way possible. So I was just getting that information for them. But that gives me a great idea of what we're working with. We're pretty much going to give you full, just a clear cross on the residential handyman services, it seems like, and stray a little bit away from flooring, but it seems like you're pretty comfortable with it. So we'll really just market you for everything that's handyman residential wise. And I understand Dallas, Fort Worth, but that's a huge area, man. Is there any like specific cities within there that you're wanting us to target? Because we're able to focus in on specific spots for you.
Yes, absolutely. So I live in Lake Worth area.
Okay.
Fort Worth, you know, zip code is 76136. And so this is the area that I live in. I don't mind going to like Azle. I don't know all the zip codes, so I can't tell you. But River Oaks, White Settlement, Stanton Park, Hudson City, North Richland Hills. They're just uh, all these all this area over here.
Yeah.
Keller.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Like kind of the area you're looking for.
I think you would call this. Yeah. Yeah, I'm right here off of 35 and 820.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Settlement. Nice. River Oaks. Okay, got all those. Yeah, that makes sense. Like on the west side of Fort Worth and just like those nicer areas for sure. Can definitely take care of that for you.
Quick question for you. So the guy says he can change the key to the pantry door.
Give me 1 second.
Sure thing. Take your time.
Okay, sorry about that.
All good, man. All good.
So I didn't mention this, but I'm a youth pastor at Metropolitan Baptist Church, and that's why I work Monday through Thursday here. And so, you know, this is what I'm trying to do for part time on the side here.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. That's great that you do that, man. That's awesome that you're helping out the youth like that. All right. And I have here that your last name is Flores. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Great. And what's a good email for you, Daniel?
Daniel Flores, .df. @gmail.com.
No, that's dot D as in dog, S as in Sam.
No, F as in Flores.
Oh, okay, F. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Flower.
And for a billing address here, I see P.O. Box 137533. Would that be the one that's on the card?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Give me one moment. Just up or not. Just one moment. I'm getting that discount solidified for us. It's just taking a moment to process. I appreciate your patience.
It's okay.
All right, so I got that discount all good for us, all discounted. What kind of card are we going to be using for this transaction today?
So before we move forward, I'm gonna ask a few questions to a friend of mine that has some marketing experience. And I just want to get his advice and see what he thinks about you know, going with something like this. Because, I mean, although you guys do charge a really good, I mean, it's a pretty fair price. $250 is not bad. And, you know, it's not a contract that I'm signing. So that's another plus. But I just want to get his advice on this and then, just go with, you know, go from there if that's okay.
Are they available right now?
Yes, he's actually here in the building, and I just he's doing
okay.
Something right now. But I want to get his advice and kind of get a feel for this, because I am paying Angie's List, and although I haven't gotten any work out of that,
right?
I am using them as well. But
if
you could just give me a second, and I'll get with you, okay?
Yeah, if you want to bring him on to the call, I'd love to speak with him, and while I'm here, just answer any questions he might have.
All right, let me talk to him real quick, and I'll get back with you real quick.
Okay, I'll be here.
Give me 1 second.
No problem.
All right, just give me 1 second. So, this is, Jeffrey Gavin that's going to be, asking some questions as well.
Okay. Hi, nice to meet you, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, man. How about yourself?
Hanging in there. what's the basic package here?
Yeah, so this is essentially our basic package, pretty much covers anyone that's in the same stance as Daniel trying to get their best foot forward. It covers all of the bases with Google, Yelp, Bing, Safari, Facebook, just making sure that on every relevant end of the internet that people are going to find any service-based job from, he's going to be one of the first results that they see when they're in that market.
How do you do that? Like, what's your, you build backlink to his website? What are you doing to achieve this?
Yeah, that's going to be a range of things. We're going to be putting him, because each of those platforms have individual profiles, and then as well as those backlinks to the website, which we're going to make more relevant and hit into more searches by programming them into keywords, as well as with certain algorithms that throw into variations of those keywords. And then also we geo-map these things, so we aren't sending him out or getting him any hits from anywhere that he doesn't want to travel to.
Yeah.
And then that's on the SEO side of it. And then as for the Facebook side, it's the social media, so those are all target ads, and we're going to program those in, so not only it'll pick up when an individual does searches on those platforms, but also if they visit his individual profile, whether that's on Google, Yelp, or just his actual website itself, we're going to make sure that when they hop on the Facebook, they're going to see him for a secondary time.
Yeah. You know, build the site for him, or what? Does he need a website already up and running?
Yeah, we can, with this package, build out his website for him at no additional cost. When I just spoke with him, he said his wife was taking care of it, but if she would just like to hand that over to us, we'd have no problem with building out a site for this.
But you still need stuff from him, like pictures and different things, right?
Right. I mean,
he needs to have like pictures of jobs and things that he's done, right?
To put on the website. And that's part of our onboarding process. Like legitimately within this same call with him, I would set up essentially an onboarding with one of our programming specialists, and they get all the information that they need from him that I haven't collected already, as well as they set up some clear portals with him that he can upload his photos to and any type of services or logos that he has, and just get all the information. That way we're not making any type of cookie cutter website for him. It's something that's going to be actually made and tailored to him, just like the marketing itself.
Now, is that ongoing? Like, is that a continual part of the package? Because what I envision that he'll be doing is once he starts getting some jobs, he'll get pictures and things of the jobs. Hopefully he'll start collecting some feedback, customers that they'll let him publish for promo purposes.
Yeah.
Continually send like new stuff, update the website and stuff for it.
Yeah, we actually prefer to do that. We actually do request that he sends as much like updated material as he can, because we're not only going to be able to put that onto his website for free every month and run promotions for him on his website itself at no additional cost, but we'll actually use that for his Facebook advertisements as well, because it's great just having new posts coming up as well as new looking advertisements going through. So we definitely utilize new pictures from him and want new pictures from him, as well as for the testimonies and things like that. We actually have tools that we use with this marketing scheme that are non-invasive for his clients, but give them the easiest opportunity to leave him a review. So we have certain tools that do outreach for him on that end.
What platform do y'all use for the website?
For the website, we're off of HTML. We have in-house developers that build it from the ground up.
And what happens if he cancels? Does he get to keep the website?
Yes. Everything in this package, it's under his ownership entirely. We're just essentially managing it for him.
Y'all wouldn't consider like using WordPress to build out the site?
No, just because of the people we have, we don't use WordPress here. We have the developers that use what they use, and they're fixed to that. If you really wanted to press on the WordPress, they can maybe work something out. But I know generally, with all of my clients that I've had us create websites with, that's generally what they make it on.
Okay. And then let's talk a little bit more about the SEO stuff. Do you have like your own network of websites? Is that where you're getting backlinks, or are you actually reaching out to what I would say real quote unquote websites that are actual somebody's website, and you're getting a post or something with them?
In what sense do you mean? Because we're programming into word searches, and for this specific programming, we're looking to put him not only like in the first page listings, but next to that map section, and wanting to make him one of the top three businesses next to that map. Essentially, with this, there's an open position because someone drops out. Generally, what happens with these is businesses hold these top ranked positions next to that map, which is a stagnant format. It's always going to show you the same three people. And one of those businesses in that area for residential handyman work dropped out. Essentially, that usually happens because they get complacent with their success or they retire and let it go. And that leaves a vacant area for us to program into. Since we are a partner of Google, they reach out to us notifying us.
There's paid search, and then there's unpaid search.
So right.
You're talking about
unpaid. This is going to be not for the click to, this is not going to be the Google ads. This is going to be the local map section for the Google side of things.
Okay.
Which is right underneath there. And those, the great thing about those is, when you're at the top three position, you don't switch around like those people do on the Google ad side of things, where whoever pays the most gets the most views and just the most representation and eyes on them, versus on the Google map section, it's all about the programming and actually being there, because once you're actually there, it's the same three people every single time when you do that search.
Trying to understand how you're doing it, though. I've got a lot of experience in search engine optimization, but it's for what I've always targeted is just the general search results, not maps. So what are y'all doing for?
Well, we do both. We do both. We do general search results and maps, because the general search results are going to bring up that first page and give you essentially everyone that's reputable in the area. But really what stands out to most consumers and where a lot of their searches and looks for stops at is that map section, just because of how user friendly it is and just essentially the view of it. It's easy to click to go to their website in one click or just simply call them up from straight there. So we love putting them on top of the first page.
So I'm still trying to get down to what you're actually doing, you know. So let's ignore the just a second, because I want to be very clear. How do you try to get some first page for general search results that are not paid results? What are you doing to actually get that?
We're programming him into keyword searches. We're programming him into the actual area correctly, along with putting him on top of those other directories. So they aren't just seeing him in one place as he's being programmed in for multiple.
I'm either asking the wrong question or you're not answering my question. What are you actually doing? Programming, that doesn't mean anything. Are you saying that you're putting certain keywords on his own website?
Yes, and his profiles as well, because it's not just his website. It's going to be connected to the profiles that we set up with him. These keywords aren't just going to attach to one singular place. And along with that, it's going to be actually geo-mapped out to specific areas, so we aren't just covering a broad span. We're focusing in on the specific area he's looking for.
During implementation, are you giving him all logins and stuff to his various social profiles and all the stuff that you're doing?
All of this is going to be under his ownership. These are going to be his profiles at the end of the day. As well as with that, these is also going to come with a live reporting system that gives him direct insights to everything we're doing. It'll show him a range of analytics. It'll show him the new leads, the new jobs, the calls he's getting, even down to the click we're producing for him. And even the location on the map these clicks are coming from, as well as a couple other analytics as well that are just key points to show them what we're doing for them.
Okay. And then what are the costs to get started?
So this doesn't have any type of contract associated with it. It's just month-to-month payments. And since he is a brand new business, I was able to establish a discount for him that actually knocks off a little bit over 60% of our normal cost. So he's looking at a just flat fee of $249 a month, and that's a fixed price that we'll maintain as long as he has it.
If he goes with it, how fast can he get into implementation meetings with the developers?
We could set that up today.
Okay, you can set it up today, but you talking this week, next week? When's a reasonable time when he actually is on the calendar to meet with somebody and get going?
Literally today. Like, I could set him up within an hour to start getting everything rolling.
Okay. I don't know of any other questions I have right now. This is highly localized, right? Because this is a local business that he's doing. It's not national.
Yeah. We're not even all of Dallas-Fort Worth. We're wanting to focus in to specific cities within that area. Like I asked him just earlier what he's looking for. He said like River Oaks, White Settlement. I got some areas, specific areas that we're going to target for him. And We'll also do some due diligence on our own end when things get rolling, because that live reporting system, the management team that's dedicated to them with this package also looks at that, because they really try to find specific areas he gets a lot of work from, and they'll actually pinpoint those hot spots and be able to program him in with an emphasis on those specific areas.
Okay. I mean, I would think if I'm in his shoes, I'd say greater Fort Worth, anywhere in Fort Worth, Weatherford, any of these, you know, anything that's within like 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes drive, he's going to want to start there. And then as it's fine to do what you're saying, once jobs start rolling in and he's having some success, he likes this area, doesn't like that area, blah, 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 then y'all can refine it, to do that. But I would say start with all of Fort Worth. And then, you know, the surrounding little towns, Aledo, Weatherford, stuff that's real close by here. If I'm him, I don't want to go to Dallas.
No, I don't. I don't.
So once you're past the east side of Fort Worth, that's it. You're not going further east. West, okay. But
we'll definitely stick him to Fort Worth, really keep him within the loop there. And if he wants to branch out, target specific areas beyond that, that's no problem for us. It's just a simple text, call, or email to us, and we arrange it exactly how you'd like.
I have a question for you. If I go ahead and go on with this, do I deal with you personally, or is there like...
I'll always have an open door policy. If you ever need anything from me, you have direct contact to me. Through email, text, or call. But with this package, you get essentially a team that comes with it. That way, if I'm out of the office or one of the team members is out of the office, you're always going to have someone here. They'll be able to pick up the phone and know exactly what's going on with your profile. So you're never left out to dry.
Okay. All right. Let me talk to, Jeffrey real quick, and then I'll get back with you. I'm just going to be like really quick. Okay. I'm going to put you on.
Sure thing. Sure thing. I'll be right here.
Okay. So thank you for that. Thank you for being patient and just understanding my side of things. I'm not too familiar with the website and how everything works there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem.
So I just wanted to get. I am currently paying some money with Angie. You know, as of right now, Angie hasn't really provided me. I mean, they have given me some job opportunities, but they're just hard to win because I'm competing with other people.
Right.
And so it's a whole different program. But I do like your program, and I do think that I will be somewhat successful, at least to be able to have enough to pay you every month, right? And maybe put some money in my pocket.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's go ahead and do it and give it a try. But you did say I get the rights to everything, the logins and everything that comes with it.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. We get everything from you. We give everything to you. You have full rights to it and everything. There's nothing that we have ownership on, really. We just are essentially an employee of yours that does marketing for you.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do it.
Okay, let me get that going.
I don't have the time right at this moment to answer too many questions.
If you can't do the onboarding right now, we have open time slots all day today, as well as tomorrow, and then if for some reason not tomorrow, all next week. So it's going to be at your best convenience for that one, so you don't have to worry about that.
I would probably be available today after 3 or 4.
Okay, perfect. We'll do it then. We definitely have an opening there at 3. We're really at 4. We definitely do. 4 o'clock would be perfect. How about that?
Yes, 4 o'clock would be perfect for me too.
Okay, cool. So I just have to do a few things first and then we can schedule that. It's going to just take less than 5-10 minutes. All right. So what kind of card are we going to be using for this transaction?
I'm going to be using a Bank of America card, a debit card.
Okay. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
It is 5275-1502-4072-8717.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
Expiration date is 10/29.
Thank you, and the CV code, please.
8-9-8.
And this is a Visa, right?
I think so, yeah.
Can I get that card number one more time? I'm sorry, it's saying it's not registering.
It says 5275-1502. And expiration date is 10/29. The code is 898.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Daniel J. Flores. What was that?
Thank you for clarifying that for me. Now, with this, we're never going to give out your personal information at any point, Daniel. But just because of the sheer amount of traffic that's going to be coming your way, and sadly because of today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is kind of up there, so we want to prevent anything malicious from happening. So what we do is set up something called a security question. Essentially, if you're ever called and you're suspicious about who's calling you, you would just ask us this question, and we would immediately answer it for you. Now, we have three options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
Let's do my mother's name.
And what's the answer for that?
Her name is Maria.
Great. Now, I just have to do one more thing before I'm actually able to process the payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline our service agreement. It's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, Daniel, but if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
The name of my business is DNF Handyman Service.
Okay, great. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Daniel, and I am the owner of the business.
Great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. And just to make sure, you did save that phone number from earlier, right?
The phone number is 877-635-6225,
sure.
Flash.
That is correct.
Yes, I got it.
Awesome. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Great. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, January 30th, in the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right. And you said 1029, right? 29 for the card?
Yes, 1029.
And it's a Visa, just to make sure, right?
I believe it is.
Yeah, some issue about the card number for some reason.
Wait, no, I think it's a MasterCard.
Yeah, I think that's what it is because it accepted that. Let me go ahead and try processing now.
Okay.
Okay, well, Daniel, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you on to Local Splash. I really think this is going to be the best step you could have taken and just a great relationship that should last for years to come with us. Now, there's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. Either way is a great way to access this. It's just our terms and conditions. I would need you to sign real quick, and as soon as you do that, we can schedule that client interview for that 4 o'clock slot.
Okay. Let's see. You said you need me to sign it?
Yes, sir. It's just a quick DocuSign to agree and sign that we are doing this for you.
Basically covers everything we just talked about?
Right. There's nothing hidden in there. It clarifies specifically everything. The timeline we're doing this, the fact that this is cancelable at any time, and exactly what this package encompasses, with the Google, Yelp, Bing, Safari website, Facebook, just signifying all of that with that agreement. No type of contract, just an agreement.
I just type my name here, or?
Yes, sir. It would just be, you type in your name. I think there's two checkbox that you click agree to, and then just click submit.
Do I log into this website, or can that wait?
No, they'll set that up with you after that client interview. That's all you need to do for right now. Thank you for doing that. Let me go ahead and schedule that client interview for, you said 4 o'clock, right?
Yes, I think 4 o'clock would be best today. If I have to reschedule, would it be okay if I were to say that? Because I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing.
We understand. Yeah, man, you're a business owner, and like yourself, you have two different things you're juggling at the same time. We totally understand that. So if you do have to, that's no problem for us. But I'll go ahead and schedule it for the 4 o'clock. And this phone number that I have for you, Daniel, the 817-941-0957 is the best way to reach you.
Yes.
Okay, great. Give me one moment, just scheduling that. Okay. Perfect, man. So I went ahead and scheduled us for that 4 o'clock client interview. I will actually be at the start of that call, Daniel, just to get you introduced to the client specialist that's going to be conducting the interview and get you all acquainted. But otherwise, we're all good to go. Again, I want to welcome you and congratulate you for joining Local Splash. I really think this is going to be a great step to just help your business thrive.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to call me as well.
Yeah, no problem, Daniel. It was a pleasure talking with you today. I definitely look forward to speaking with you later today and getting everything rolling.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You have a great rest of your day, and I'll speak to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.